Hi and welcome back. I'm going to give you two examples of how the media can manipulate things to what they want you to believe. The first one is an article in Sky News yesterday saying that headline, anger over lewd royal jokes during a some kind of primetime comedy show starring some comedians, I forget their name. Anyway, the point is that they have the nerve to put the headline that everyone's so angry, yet within the article it reads that the broadcasting watchdog had confirmed there have been complaints, but yet they couldn't say how many. They couldn't say how many complaints there have been. So how Sky News felt that there was so much anger over this is anybody's guess. The second thing is today's article saying that someone like Benefits have risen above private pay for the last few years, and the article was essentially saying that the benefits need to be stopped. Now, regardless of what your opinion of benefits are, I think it was Ian Duncan Smith, the Work and Pension Secretary, had said that for the last 3 years, the pay difference had been something like benefits had gone up by 20%, while private sector pay had only gone up by 12%. But yet, the shadow pension secretary, work and pension secretary, had said that actually from 2007 the benefits pay had risen by something like 33%, and the private sector pay had risen by 36% in the same period. So depending on which way you look at it, you could say that actually people on benefits are struggling more, but on a few different statistics, you could say that benefits people on benefits are getting more money than the private sector. But again, the Sky News decides to go the slant that people on benefits are getting more money. So it's always worth bearing in mind when you read articles that it's not always necessarily what it seems, and that's why I don't really listen to mainstream news very much, and I go for the alternative news programs and websites. They tend to give a little less bias.